as I get a breaking news headed to me, I Hate Feinbaum, the companion book of Feral Fans and Fantastic Fixes.
Major Tom announces the release date of his book. Wow.
What is this? I don't know. Breaking news headed to me. I guess this is somebody coming out with an I Hate Paul Feinbaum.
Get him off the air.
I'm glad he handed it to me while I was on the air. Didn't lose my train of thought or anything. I mean, Carter, across the row from me, just be patient, Carter. He's be patient. He's coming right
he's
here.
He's coming. Don't worry.
Actually, should we get this guy on? Hey, would you like to be on air, sir? Do you want to talk about what it is that you handed me here? Yeah, have a seat here. This is breaking news, actually, just handed to me. Right here. We're live on air here. Introduce yourself. I don't know you from Adam's House Cat. I'm Baron Huber. Bring that microphone on down there. There you go. How you doing, Baron Huber?
Baron, great to meet you. Tommy Pettis.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing? Just got your piece of paper here while I was mid-segment and wanted to see exactly what exactly it is. It says, breaking news, I Hate Feinbaum, the companion book of Feral Fans and Fantastic Fixes. It's a lot of F's. I like the alliteration, though.
That is. It's really a way to improve football and sports. It's more of ideas that I'm trying to get out there, or rather Major Tom's trying to get out there to improve sports. Scheduling at the first of the year, how to do overtime better, and how to give high school athletes more of a choice on what to do.
Okay, but who's Major Tom?
Major Tom is the guy that has come up with these ideas. I'm working with him.
Okay, and you're?
I'm just working with Major Tom.
Okay, and do you have some of these, were you part of some of these rules or suggestions that you've made?
Major Tom came up with those.
Okay, all right. Well, one of the things you mentioned was scheduling, and that's actually perfect for what we were about to talk about.
Yeah.
Southern Cal and Alabama decide that they're going to play 2016 in neutral site there in Dallas, Arlington, to kick the season off. First of all, do you have allegiance to either side of the state, or do you have a team?
I do, but Major Tom doesn't. He's neutral.
Okay. So what do you think about the scheduling of the USC game?
That's great, but my suggestion, or Major Tom's suggestion, is to take the first two games of the year and play home and home, matched up with how the season ended the year before. You take how the season ended last year, and you put it in brackets of four, and one team plays at home, and then the next week goes on the road to play. And that would put maybe Alabama playing against Oregon, and again Southern Cal coming to Tuscaloosa to play. Those sorts of games would really excite everybody and keep things going for us.
But you're against the neutral site.
I just prefer the neutral site. I mean, I prefer the home and home because everyone would be doing it. Every team would start out the year with a home and then away game.
Gotcha. Talking a little scheduling, visiting with your name again?
I'm Tommy Pettis.
Tommy Pettis, visiting with Tommy Pettis. Tommy, the title of the book, though, is I Hate Feinbaum. What does Feinbaum have to do with any of that?
Well, Feinbaum has been getting a pass, free pass, on some things that he's been behind. But really, he's just a tool to get these ideas out there.
He's just the tool to get the ideas out there. So you're trying to get his attention? Is that?
I'm trying to get the attention of people that would have the authority to change overtime, to change the scheduling, and that sort of thing.
And so what's your idea on the overtime?
Well, the overtime is that it's not effective and fair the way that it is in college or in pro. So a team should be able to get the ball and score, even if the team that got the ball first scored a touchdown. So you would kick off wherever, if that team scored a touchdown or a field goal, the other team would have a chance to score a touchdown and field goal. If they did not score, then that would provide a mark that the other team would have to pass to get pick up 1 point and win the ball game.
Gotcha. Tommy, appreciate the time, man.
Sure thing.
Have a good one. Tommy Paldis, just a facilitator for Major Tom, trying to get the book out. I hate Feinbaum, the companion book of feral fans and fantastic fixes. Wonderful. Appreciate that, Tommy, as he makes his way down Radio Row this morning, giving out headlines and breaking news.
By the way, you can
mid-show.
You can reach Tommy at ihatefeinbaum@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's ihatefeinbaum@gmail.com.
So if you're interested
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that Tommy is Major Tom. Does that seem like it lines up correctly?
Ooh, it kind of does, you know.
I didn't understand a word the guy said.
It's a fantastic
not one word. And I hate to trash him as he's walking off, but, you know, that's kind of the polite Southern thing to do. Be nice to your face and then trash you when you leave the room. But
bless his heart.
Bless his heart. I'm not real sure that all the lights were working there in Tommy's house.
I don't understand about what he said about overtime.
He wanted to change the overtime rules and then actually confuse them even more by saying you have to cross a certain yard line to score a point.
Yeah, you know the one score that you cannot have in football?
1-0.
How are you going to just get 1 point by crossing a yard line?
I don't know. That's things for people that are way smarter than I and either smoke more dope that can really get to that point where they can figure, hey, maybe we could get him to cross the 20 and score 1 point. I don't know, Tommy, but it was genius.
When you get Steve Shaw down
That's
here.
That's right. can we get some of the powers that be to get here and listen to Tommy? Can we get him on the podium this morning? So we can get his opinions out there.